Blog Talk Radio.
And all access is all inclusive.
Welcome back. It's another the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Today we're joined with a Pioneer League standout. His name's James LaMachia. He's a wide receiver. He was a two-time unanimous first-team all-selection at that position. He rewrote the record books at his time at Marist College with the Red Foxes. James, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just got back from Dallas for the Super Bowl, getting back into the player spotlight thing. This is where we make our bread and butter, getting guys like you on the show to talk the NFL draft and everything moving forward. Right off the cuffs, I mean, obviously, you know, you're a talented young man when it comes to football. When did this, you know, when did the reality set in that, you know, you had the skills to be noticed at the next level?
Probably, I would say, mid-junior year, I kind of started having a breakout year my junior season. And I just started to think, like, my whole career was pretty much me stepping up to a level and rising up to the challenge. And the same thing I did that in high school, did it in college. And then I just figured, hey, I got a shot at this. And since then, I've been working my ass off to get there.
And definitely, and it's definitely taking notice. How about that first time you get a phone call from an agent? What's that like? Take us through that moment. The first time somebody calls you and says, James, we think you have the skills to make it.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of surreal. Like, I never, like you said, I never really, really expected anything like that, just to see, like, the NFL logo and stuff on the papers. And just that I took a picture of it on my phone. I show my friends, and they all think I'm getting drafted just because of the papers, but it's pretty fun, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And you said you just got done training. I mean, this type of time, everyone's trying to get in the best pro day type training they can. Marist College, where do you plan on having your pro day at?
Well, I'm trying to get into a couple of them based on whatever the rulings are, that which ones you're allowed in. I'm hoping Syracuse, Buffalo, and I heard Fordham's having one on March 8th. So, and then whichever, I'm trying to find as many spots as I can. Marist doesn't have one, so my coaches and my agents, they're all working on getting to me whatever showcase I could get in front of a couple of scouts.
Totally. And do you find it surprising that it takes so much effort to try to get into a pro day? Because most of the small colleges don't have them, and then you got to bust your tail just trying to perform in front of people. I mean, you think schools would be a little bit more lenient, saying, hey, come on up, you know, work out here. But find it ironic it's so hard?
Yeah, I could see it, why it's so hard to get into them. I mean, kids would be – millions of kids will be going into every single school's pro day, but at the same time, I realize how much in this sport it's about kind of getting a chance. And even coming out of high school, and I wasn't getting recruited too hard, like they were like, oh, you're a little too small, a little too whatever they say all the time. But once you get that chance, then it's up to you. So that's pretty much the hardest part, and that's what we're working on.
Excellent. James LaMachia, the Marist College first-team unanimous decision at the wide receiver position. One game with 10 catches, 195 yards. Obviously, you're the focus of the offense. I mean, I was looking at the stats going through the team. I mean, definitely when defensive coordinators played Marist College, I mean, did you take notice of, you know, once you started to succeed, how defenses were kind of rolling their coverage towards you?
Yeah, definitely. They started spying safeties and playing like double, like bump and like have safety over the top. And I mean, it was like kind of exciting to, you got to kind of change up your game a little bit and your routes. And it's good. Once they do that, you realize that someone else should be open because they got two guys on you. You got mismatches on the other side of the field. So.
And in those times where they didn't play double team you, or when you had that single coverage, I mean, you kind of get an excitement, you know, a smile on your face, knowing that, you know, the ball's probably coming your way.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a feeling you get. At certain times, you quarterback just looks out and you just make eye contact, and you know that it's probably going to be a big play.
That's excellent. You know, and not many people are going to say they saw you play in college. So I ask everyone who comes on the show, if we put James LaMachia on a field right now, who are you going to remind us the most that plays on Sundays?
I don't want to say like Wes Welker. I mean, it's kind of cliche, but I mean, I like the way Steve Smith plays on the Giants.
Okay.
He seems like he runs good. Like he's kind of smart out there. I like guys who run like smart routes, who like
okay.
good awareness, and that's kind of like my strength out there is just feeling the zone. That's why. When Welker plays on the Patriots, he kind of doesn't even have specific routes. He just kind of feels the defense around, and that's one of my big strengths. So he reminds me a lot about myself.
Excellent. Well, you took one of my questions. So, I mean, if NFL scouts start breaking down filming you, they're going to like the route part of your game. And, I mean, on the vice versa side of things, what are something they're going to want to see a little bit more out of you?
Like you said, I run good routes. I'm really good coming out of my break. I got good quickness. I've always thought the scouts would probably ask like my straightforward sprint speed. They'd probably want that up a little bit more, which is exactly why I'm doing this training right now, is to get those things up. My strength would definitely be my awareness and. My ability to read defenses and getting on my cuts.
Nice. In terms of pro day, getting ready for that, I mean, we see you listed about 6'1", 190. I mean, are you at that current weight? And is that how tall you're kind of? Are you 6 foot? Are you below it? Under it? Higher than that?
I'm just at 6 foot, standing like straight up as I could be. So that's kind of accurate. And my weight fluctuates. I probably start. Before any training, I probably sit at like 183, 185. And right now, I'm up over 190 now, so I'm moving up. And that's one thing I really is working on is gaining some weight and down in my legs and my core. And right now, it's really showing. I'm up over 190 and steadily moving up.
Nice. And has that kind of been a result of the combine type training? The result in the physical the weight gain.
Yeah, definitely. That's like, looking back, it's one thing I think I could have done better is more of that type of dynamic training throughout my career. But I'm learning a lot of stuff now, and it's really shown, and I'm excited to see where I'm going to be at after it's all through.
Yeah. Hey, well, James, I don't want you to beat yourself up at because – no matter who comes on the show, I mean, these combine places, these guys train you guys to be able to do what you do. You know, I mean, you guys get there for 5 weeks and, you shed 10% body fat, you gain 10% muscle. You know, you go from weighing 183 to 197 and you're pure muscle, but you're faster than what you were at 183. A lot of guys, say it blows in kind of, that type of workout. Take us through your day. I mean, on a typical training day, you wake up, and how's the rest of your day go?
I wake up. I make sure I eat. That's probably 80% of the whole training is the diet. I eat about 6 meals a day, protein shakes, the whole 9 yards. I wake up. I have breakfast. I take the train down. I work out down Manhattan at Velocity Sports. With this guy named Andre, he worked with Ray Rice a couple of years ago. I get down, and we usually do a lot of stretching, a lot of dynamic stuff for the first probably 45 minutes, and then the next 45 minutes is like speed, agility drills, all that stuff. And then another 15 minutes of stretching. And then I take a break. I usually hang out down there, I eat again, I go out, get some lunch, and I come back. It's kind of like a two-a-day.
Okay.
I come back in like an hour and do another hour and a half, 2 hours of just pure strength and upper body one day, lower body the next day, that type of thing.
And it's kind of ironic.
That's four or five times a week, probably. each week.
Nice. So. You know, I was down at the Super Bowl over the week. I was talking with some of the Gil Brandt. He was with the Cowboys for, you know, years, player personnel. He's kind of the one that started using computers for the draft breakdown. And I was curious, I mean, what's your reaction to knowing that these guys used to come to the draft with nothing but a magazine and, you know, they might just give a shout-out to a guy saying, hey, we need a wide receiver, and they would just give him a name, and that would be the name they would pick. Give me your reaction to that.
I mean, it's incredible how much goes into it nowadays. I was in the Senior Bowl, and all these kids from especially the D1, the FCS level, these are all the top athletes, and they're all working really hard, and probably almost all of them aren't going to get the chance that they want, and it's just so much, all the stuff that goes into it. You're working this hard, and like these guys are analyzing every little thing, and one thing or another could give you no chance, or give you the chance.
Nice. Yeah. Once again, James LaMachia here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football. James, looking at your game, I mean, you broke all kinds of records. You set all kinds of records at college. Was there ever a point where, I mean, I know you loved where you were at playing for the team you did, but did you ever kind of wish that you might have been at a higher level just to see what numbers you could have accomplished?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say, I don't really regret, like you said, going to where I did, but once I started realizing, like, the process and how you move on to the next level, I thought maybe I should have took that walk-on spot at a school and worked my way up, and I'm confident that I would have succeeded like that too, and it's just weird to think about what would have happened in that situation.
Excellent. Well, we got a couple minutes left, and before we let you go, I always like to play, have some fun with you guys. I call it sweeping the corners to get some fun dirt on you. You ready to roll with that?
All right.
The first question is, if you could take out any female celebrity to dinner, who would you like to take?
My taste changed. I'm going to go with Eva Mendes right now.
All right. You know what? I just watched her last night and the other guy. She looked pretty exceptional in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see her in that?
Yeah, I've seen her in that.
Yeah. Did you like it?
She looked, she looks pretty ridiculous in it.
Yeah, she did. if you're on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, is there something that you're pretty talented at that we wouldn't know about?
Trying to think here. I don't know. I could do a Rubik's Cube in probably a minute and a half.
Really? The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Wow, dude, that's pretty. Dang, man, that's pretty impressive. How long did that take you to master?
I mean, you just got to figure out how it's done. Mostly, you can't just go and you need strategy. And then once you get another strategy, you just work on it. And it's kind of easy, actually, once you get it.
Dude, I would bring one of those to a – next time you have a sit-down with an NFL team, I'd bring the Rubik's Cube. And if they ask you about the playbook, I'd whip out the cube and get it done and, like, set it down and go, I can understand the playbook within seconds. I think that would impress you.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And if you could be one or the other, if you could be a male runway model or the lead singer of a boy band, which profession would you choose?
I think I'd go with the model.
Nice. Very nice. And the final question before we let you go today, James, if you could go back to the Pioneer League and you could take on any team and beat anybody, who would you like to go play against and beat?
I'm going to say the Dayton Flyers. They,
all right.
We took them into double overtime and we scored first and they scored the tie, and then the extra point hit the post and actually fell over the crossbar, and then we ended up losing in triple overtime that last year. But ended up being ranked in the top 25, and they're a pretty good team. They got a couple of good, really good players, and we always give them a close game, but we never seem to be able to take them down. So,
I think 10-1 this past season. So yeah, they definitely had a nice season. Well, hey James, we appreciate you joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Shot Spotlight Show. We'd love you to come back and follow you as you make your path towards the NFL Draft.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Yep, that's James LaMachia from the Marist College. The Red Fox is joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Thanks for listening, and tune in for more NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Shows.